Hello, I'm Talon, this is my colleague Connor, and this is our new podcast, Underqualified.
So, it's just kind of a conversation. We're going to talk about something that we're not qualified to talk about, because that seems like what most people do.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like I was, you know, you go through the AM channels, and literally it's in the heart of Jesus. Then there's people talking about politics, two random schmucks. They don't even, like... They have no experience, no nothing. They're just two random schmucks on an AM channel. So, I mean, hey, we can do the same thing.
Yeah.
And then there's the Christian AM, and then there's one 50s channel I found. That's it. That's all AM is. It's just, like, awful.
I would first like to start off on the note that we are educated people. We are very educated people.
We definitely know things about things.
Yeah.
We're definitely qualified for things.
I'm currently working on my associate's degree.
I have a master's in lying.
Diabetes. Okay, but so for real, the general topic of the day, especially with the current closing of France, is religion. And whether these attacks are going to be, I mean, the credit for them is going to be taken by some. I'm really tired of the word Islamic extremist group. You know, first they were the Mujahideen freedom fighters, then they were, what did they call them after, like, what was it called?
I don't know. Then there was Al-Qaeda.
Al-Qaeda, that's the one I was looking for.
Now there's ISIS.
ISIL, whatever you want to call it. But, yeah, so I suppose that, I don't want to dive in with Islam, because that's kind of a slippery slope.
Okay, let's start with this. What is your religious affiliation?
My religious affiliation is human. Nothing more, nothing less.
Care to elaborate on what that... Most people, that's just going to be like, well...
Well, that's kind of hard to elaborate on. Anyways, so to elaborate on that, I believe in all the people living for the now, in the words of John Lennon. I'm not to say that I'm some kind of communist or, like, atheist. I'm simply saying that my religion is people. And the simple philosophies that make us who we are. The simple things that help us become better people. The things that help, you know, like, my religion has rules that, you know, you see someone struggling, you help them, you know, or, you know, you put in your moral where they're necessary. Like, that's kind of my religion. I'd go deeper in depth, but I don't know how to quite... articulate.
Yeah. So, that's kind of where Connor's coming from. I guess I should probably say something.
So where do you come from on religion, Dallas?
Okay, just because I have to say what's happening here, otherwise I have to edit it out. The strange sound you are making is Connor making toy dinosaurs procreate.
Okay, let's change the... So we could say procreate, coitus, copulation, sex, intercourse... Did I already say intercourse?
No.
I feel like I didn't. Or just, like, fucking, you know? And I'm feeling, again, I have a serious, like, problem with political correctness, as I stated earlier.
We can go back to this, because
these two robotic dinosaurs are making love. But anyways, what is your religion, Talon?
So, I have a little bit... Whenever I talk about religion, I have quite a bit to say, because I've done a lot of looking into religion, because, you know, it's kind of a very important decision. At the moment, I consider myself agnostic. And I feel like maybe I should even elaborate on that, because I feel like what I might mean by agnostic might be different from what others mean by agnostic. See, I don't believe that we... can know if there's a god. Now, like, I've talked to agnostics who call themselves agnostic atheists. They don't believe in a god, but they still don't know that there isn't one. Like, they're like, there could be a god. But, like, I have no... I really have no opinion either way. It'd be like throwing a coin. It's like, there might be, there might not be. I really don't know, and I don't have the time or the mind power to put behind trying to figure out if there is a god or gods, because, you know, it's kind of a lot to know. There have been times where I've called myself Christian. There have been times where I've called myself atheist.
There have been times you've called yourself Talon.
I call myself Talon a lot.
And I'm sure there have been times that you've called yourself, like, what, like Walter White?
William. Called myself William before.
But anyways, you know, people choose a lot of different religions, but, you know, who's good? I kind of look to people like Carl Sagan when it comes to religion, you know? He has a saying, you know, you never trust a religious man in a business deal. Not with the good Lord telling him how to fuck you on the deal. Which I feel is kind of the case, you know, people use religion to justify what they do. And I'm not saying that that's always bad, because, I mean, there are some very good things, like, you know...
Done under the banner.
Going back to, Islam, what is it called? Is it Zakat? Or,
I'm not sure.
But anyways, there's a month of the year where they are obligated to donate 10%. And that's a very generous behavior in religion. Like, and it's not a donation to the religion itself. It's a donation to, like, the people. It's a donation to, like, the businesses. And people often gloss over stuff like that when it comes, especially to, like, religion like Islam. They gloss it over.
So, I know that religion is a touchy subject matter for a lot of people. Like, a lot of people will get quite upset about it.
And I know we're underqualified to talk about it.
And so on that note, this is hopefully going to be our pilot episode, if things go as planned. We might hit some nerves in these podcasts. We're not trying to be offensive. And if we are trying to be offensive, we will tell you we're trying to be offensive.
It's actually, I believe, pronounced Zakat, if I messed it up. But...
but we don't know. We are just saying what we know as students. We are still both in school. We won't tell you what level of school.
Yeah, like, I already said, I do actually have an associate's degree.
Yeah.
But...
So we're not going to... We're in school. That's all you need to know.
Like,
so,
and for all the people who are like, oh, an associate's degree isn't respectable, yeah, go fuck yourself. You're like, oh, I'm fancy because I have a doctorate's degree. You have a doctorate's degree in a specific, like, region of, oh, I know a lot about medicine. What do you know about anything else, buddy? Like.
But so, we might often make mistakes in this podcast that we didn't necessarily mean to make, and we're not trying to offend. So, yeah, if we strike a nerve, we apologize. And we're still learning, and part of at least my reason for doing this podcast is so, you know, hopefully, I mean, the goal is that some people listen, and maybe, you know, Billy, like, actually, you made a mistake here, and then maybe I'll learn something. Another thing, don't ever quote us, like...
You know what, actually, no, do quote me. Totally, totes quote me. But don't quote me while I'm quoting someone else. Like.
Yeah. And, like, if we just because we say something, and I'm sure most people would understand, just because people on the internet say something doesn't mean it's right, doesn't mean we have a bloody clue of what we're actually talking about. We could be being horrible, horrible liars. But so, back on the topic of religion. What would you say makes something a religion? When does something go from, like, a philosophy to, like, a religion?
Something goes from a philosophy to a religion?
Yeah, or just...
when you begin to, like, preach like a missionary. Or when you begin to... when it begins to spread, when there's buildings made for it. And, like, Jedis went from being an idea to a philosophy to an actual religion when people started building temples in it, about it, in, like, the UK, and... you know, they started taking it a little bit too seriously for what it was worth.
So, when you say that you're human, there isn't a religious church for human necessarily.
There is. My church would be somewhere like the Red Cross. That would be my church.
So, here's another question. A lot of people would say that atheism might be a religion. Would you agree with that?
Atheism is defined as a lack thereof. So, it would be difficult to call it a religion, because it's just saying, I don't believe in anything. I would almost say it isn't the religion of science, because, like, the man who discovered what he called the primeval Adam, this priest a long time ago, he's generally credited with a lot of, like, atomic discoveries.
somewhere in between, like, Greek and, like, Dark Age times. I'm sure someone on the internet knows it. But he discovered the primeval atom as a way of, like, connecting science and God. So you can't even say it's, like, a science thing. Because there are a lot of scientists who are religious, so that's... I'm gonna say no on it, like...
Okay, so... What about, trying to think of an example here and none are coming to mind. If someone was to, like, live by a set of rules, like, say they had imposed a set of rules upon themselves, would them living by that be a religion?
It could be their own personal philosophies or morals. But I suppose if they started, like, that's...
Where do you think morals come from, then?
Well, they can kind of come from religion, I suppose, so that's a good point. Morals come from this... Well, if we're talking about it in a brain term, you are a collection of your experiences and ideas, you know? And to put that as, so, in psychology, there's something called operant conditioning. And that's where I believe a lot of people get their morals from. It's what's reinforced positively in your brain. You know, like, I could go into the whole operant system, but to spare you, the idea is you do something bad, you get punishment, you don't do it again. You do something good, you get a reward, you don't do it again. You know, that's the general gist. So in this operant conditioning system, it's what you've been told your whole life is right or wrong. I mean, if you're raised in this environment where you're told to kill people and you're rewarded for it, it's likely you'll find... murdering people a morally right thing to do. But if you're given, like, you know, if you're told, oh, killing people is bad, is wrong, time and time again, you'll find it wrong. And I'm sure there's some instinct that will, like, tell you that killing other people is wrong, but, well, and I'm not sure, as I was raised in a condition where we generally frown upon murder.
So, you had said good and bad. This is a question that I quite love asking people, is what makes something good and what makes something bad?
Again, what you're conditioned to believe about it. So, because that's totally ambiguous. It's totally ambiguous. Like, it could go either way. Like, again, whether you're told murder is good or whether you're told it's bad dictates whether it's good or bad.
So... In your opinion, good and bad is subjective.
Of course.
So, if something is bad in the mind of, say, a billion people, at that point, can it be said that that thing is just bad?
No, because there might be a billion people somewhere else who say that that thing is good. Again, going back to previous, like, there are over a billion people who believe in Islam. And there are over a billion people who believe that their religion is terrible, or that their ideas are... And I hate to go back to this over and over again, but, like, I feel like this is one of those things that gets so much flack that it doesn't wholly... The religion doesn't deserve the flack as much as, like... I don't feel that it's written anywhere in the book that, you know, you need to go and you need to attack these people because they have something different to say. Like...
I don't know what to tell you there. I have never read the Quran.
Quran. But anyways...
I can't pronounce my own name half the time, so if I missay something, that is mostly because my speech is bad and poor, and I apologize for that. Like, I have read about Buddhist beliefs. I have read a good portion of the Old Testament. I've read some of the New Testament. I have read...
As a man who has personally visited several Buddhist churches in my area, that is, like, and it depends on, I mean, you could call them a temple, a church, I'm gonna stick with church for the sake of giving it a religious feel, it's pleasant. It's very much different than going to, like, a Christian church. There's an expectation and a feeling when you walk into either of them. Like, when you walk into, say, like, or actually we'll go with, like, a Catholic church. You know, it's, you know, you sit down, you read a part of, like, what is it, like, it's like Breaking Bread or something like that? Because, forgive me, I haven't been in church in a very long time.
same with me church. Here.
So, you know, and I mean, there's these, you know, the priest says something or so on. I mean, I've been in a church for weddings, so I'll go off of that. You know, you stand up, you do this, like, this prayer or this general, like, talk, you know, and you stand up, you sit down, there's prayers you do, there's confession. The Buddhist church is an entirely different meaning. It's an entirely different feeling. You walk in there, and there's music playing, number one. It's, and there's people playing the music, which is so different. It's, and I mean, at a wedding, there was a mariachi, but that was actually an unusual happening when I went to that wedding, because that's not normally how it goes. But,
so, on the note of marriage, you say you're of the religion of people. Say you were to come across a girl who was just absolutely perfect for you. A hypothetical girl that did absolutely everything that just matched your dream girl. With the exception of maybe, let's say she's Jewish.
All right.
And she wanted to have a traditional Jewish wedding. Where would you stand on that? Like, would you go through with it? Or would you feel that going through with it would be something different? So, like,
touche.
And you can ask me the same question, but you have to answer first.
I'm going to change the details and the particulars. But anyways, I would be fine with that. I would be more than fine with that. I would not... This would be all right with me. It doesn't conflict with anything in my human, like, world. In my human-level religion.
Okay, and kind of a follow-up on that before, you know, you ask me a similar question and I answer. What about the kids? How would you raise the kids? Would you let her raise them as Jewish? Or would you want to teach them your people philosophy?
Neither. My kids are free to choose their own religion. I would not have it that someone else would force the religion upon them. Be it mine, be it hers. Their religion is their choice. It's their... Like, if they want to praise Arceus, that's fine. Like,
Arceus, the god of Pokemon.
There are two things in this world that anybody who listens to this should know that I do not like, and are copyrights and political correctness. The world would be a significantly better place without both of these things.
And I think with that line, we've probably... If we haven't already, that line, we've upset someone.
Of course we have. Anyways.
Assuming we haven't done it already several times. But, so you said you wanted to change the particulars?
Alright. Let's say that you... Okay. You do not believe until sex after marriage, correct? So there's two things to this.
Let me explain this first before we continue going. I was raised as a Christian. I'm not a Christian anymore. In fact, more specifically, I was Catholic. My mother was of the Catholic Church. She passed away when I was very young. And from there, I sort of diverged from that belief structure. That's something that has stuck with me. I feel that, you know, it is... Though it has no higher reason... That it is, you know, a good thing to be like, you know, it's like, I am doing this with someone whom I love and making sure that I'm going to be with this person for a long while. So that is definitely something I believe in, is waiting till after marriage. And it's a weird thing, and maybe when I meet the right girl, I'll change my mind. But that's where I stand right now. So then you can continue.
All right, so... How about this? So you said you don't have a particular religion, but you still hold this belief.
I'm agnostic, so I don't believe if there is a god, if we can know it's there. There might not be a god, there might be a god, I don't know.
Do you still hold specific beliefs from that religion?
I'd say mostly no. There are some things that, like, you know... Don't kill people. Don't steal from your neighbors. I still hold
you know,
that.
It's like,
but
yeah,
not
it's,
because it's a religious thing, but
it's
because...
It's common sense, you know?
Yes.
Don't be a shithead. That's like the simple, like...
Yeah, basically. There's stuff in the Christian religion where it is like, don't be an ass. Well, not quite that blankly.
You know, it's like the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not be a shithead, written like 10 times over.
Yeah, basically. And so, I still hold those beliefs, but not because of religion. And I don't know why...
the sex till after marriage has stayed with me, and it probably will, but, you know, I don't know, and it might change, and it is something that has stayed with me. And there are things that, as part of the Christian religion, that I don't necessarily believe is true anymore. Or just.
Yeah, and I was like, what's your standpoint on gay rights on that note? Of like, and I mean, if, so, do you think that someone who's a homosexual, or someone who's gay, because like, again, like one of those things, like, you know, everybody's like, everybody's so opposed to words like that, but do you think someone who's gay can be a Christian or a Catholic?
I'd say yes. And, you know, like, I'm not sure how true it is, but basically, I've heard it been joked before, at least, that, you know, like, there's basically nothing you can do without sinning. Like, you are born a sinner in some religions. And, so, if you're born a sinner, and I personally believe if you're homosexual, I never know what term to use, because I don't want to offend people, but then again, politically correct is something Connor truly hates. But, so, I believe you're born that way, at least most likely. And so if you're born a sinner, and then how is that any different? Like, sure, they say you're fine once you get your
baptizing.
But in my mind, it's kind of like set up in a kind of stupid way. Just went calling people religion stupid. Sorry about that, sort of. Only like half, though. Only half, sorry. But yeah, sure, they can follow that religion. And, you know, if their church group isn't supportive of that they should maybe try to find a different church group. Not saying a different religion, but just a different, you know, like, as I said, my grandmother's Catholic church is perfectly fine with gay people. Right? But when I went to a Christian camp, the chapel was very, very much, no gays.
So that's another thing. It's like, you know, and even in religions, there's sub-levels. And it's like, you know, 99% of Christian people are perfectly nice, you know, non-anti-gay, you know, they're not assholes. And then there's that 1% that makes the other 99% look bad.
Well, I'll probably bring this up in every conversation we have, but every group has its top 10% and its bottom 10%. And if your bottom 10% has more of an effect than your top 10%, your whole group looks like horrible people. Yeah. But if your top 10% is better than the other 90%, then you look really good. You know, because it's the extremists. Saying that word makes me go straight to Muslim, but not meaning to. But people who are very much on one side or another of, you know, I'm going to say dickhead scale.
Yeah, that's kind of accurate.
So people who are very high on that level or very low on that level in your group will have a profound effect on how people view your group. You know, like, we will probably talk about this later, but right now with cops, there's quite a bit of debate. Like, people are, like, defending cops, and then other people are like, cops are horrible right now, and they're racist, and I'm not taking a side in this podcast. I will take a side if we do eventually talk about it, which we probably will. But like, their top 10% makes them look really good, you know, saving people and helping people. But then their bottom 10% makes them look really bad.
Kind of like shooting unarmed people, you know, racial profiling. But, and back to what you said about, you know, how is my religion human? The Dalai Lama is like, my religion is very simple. My religion is kindness. Much in the same respect as the Dalai Salvador the Dalai Lama treats people, I like to treat religion, you know? If you're nice to me, and your religion, like, reinforces that, I will be nice to you and your religion. You know, and that's why I've been giving, you know, Islam a lot of defense here, because, like, you know...
Because, Someone... I have a... Haji! We both know a person named Haji, and we know this name means nothing to you, but he is of Islam.
I know a lot of people. And he is a very nice person.
He's probably the most sincere, nicest person I've ever met.
And you know, Muhammad Ali actually converted to Muslim, Or, like, he converted so he could get out of going to, like, Vietnam War. He converted because they're supposed to be, like, peaceful people. You know, and I think that... But I want to change the tone of this. What if I... Think about this thought. Imagine stories in the Bible as a metaphor. Imagine the story, say, of Cain and Abel as a fight between the Semites, the pastoralists, and the agriculturalists, right? And so Cain, the agriculturists, are killing Abel, the pastoralists. Gives a whole new meaning to the story, doesn't it? You can read religious texts in a multitude of varieties. You know, and another interesting analysis of Adam may mean... Adam literally translates to man in English. And Eve, you'd think it would translate to woman, right? It doesn't. It translates to life. So why did life tempt him to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? You can break down the story on a number of fundamental levels.
And see, that's the thing, is everyone looks at it their own way, and it causes conflict.
Yeah, and it's even more interesting because, like, I believe it's Ishmael, the son of, I'm a little rusty, but it's Ishmael and another son, and Ishmael breaks off into the story of Islam. And the other son breaks off into the story of Christianity. There's a break here, but it begins as the same story. And I don't understand why there's so much tension.
I have a question for you. Like, I believe they all have the same, like, prophets from, you know, the Old Testament. But, didn't Islam start with, like, one man?
Muhammad is the prophet. So, Islamic people believe that Muhammad is the prophet, where Christian people believe, like, I believe Christian believe that Jesus is the prophet.
I thought that Jesus was still a thing in Muslim.
It is not, as far as I know.
Well, maybe we'll have someone of Islam listen and tell us.
Yeah, we'd have someone from both parties tell us. We'll have someone on to
hopefully talk about. Maybe we'll just have one creepy person sitting in his basement listening. That is also a possibility.
We'd love to hear from anyone who actually hears this to, like, tell us where we're right, where we're wrong, what you think. But...
Yeah, so... What haven't we talked about yet?
I'm thinking that we should wrap this up with a borderline about religion. You know, your religion is fine. Your religion doesn't matter as much as how your religion treats people. Let's start on a new note about religion, about, okay. Things that are wrong. Not things that are wrong with the religion, like things that are, like, you know, wrong in your, like...
In your opinion, my opinion, our opinions.
Like, not so much that, like, so, I'm trying to think of how to explain my...
Okay, here's a question for you that we can talk on that should only be a quick answer before we get to what you want to talk about. So, say someone says they're a Christian, right? And they don't follow, like, they just completely don't do anything that their Bible tells them to. Or say someone's any religion, and they just don't live their life like their religion tells them to. Can they still be called that religion? Are they still that religion?
Can a man wearing a soldier suit be considered a soldier?
So no. You'd say no, then.
I'm gonna say no. If you're not following what your religion is about and what it stands for, then you're not a member of your religion. You're just... you're an impersonator. You're just someone who... You like the idea.
A wolf's in sheep's clothing.
Yeah, you like to be, you'd love to think of yourself as part of this religion, but you're not. You're just another guy dressed up.
Okay, and I kind of agree with Connor, and on that note, as I said, when we're trying to offend you, I will tell you, and I'm going to here try to offend these people, if you say you're of a religion and act completely against that religion, I think you're a hypocrite, and hypocrites are one, like... There are levels, of course, but, you know, to an extent, hypocrites, I feel, are kind of some of the worst kinds of people. Like, I say hypocritical things occasionally on a low level, and I'm sure you'll hear me say hypocritical things, and Connor say hypocritical things, but, like, there are different levels. If you say you're of a religion that has a very strict set of rules and you follow none of them, especially if you expect others to follow them.
You're a douchebag.
Yeah. Like, and if you are that person, I am trying to offend you right now. Change. I don't care if that means you give up your religion or if you start living by your supposed morals. Change. And it will... And hopefully, You know, so that way, even me trying to insult you isn't an all bad thing. You'll be like, you know, maybe they have a point. Maybe I'll change. And then maybe you'll make, you know, new friends, or maybe someone else in the religion will be like, you know, you're a good person. You know, just, and like, I know when I'm called a good person, I find that a very good feeling. And I feel if you're not hypocritical, like, the more things you can cut out of your life that make you a bad, air quote, bad person, mm-hmm. you know, the more that will happen to you, and the more enjoyable your life will be. Right?
Yeah. So, alright, I figured out what I mean. So, ponds, streams, lakes, rivers, they're all bodies of water. Just as all religions are a way of telling you the rules of life, the ideas of life.
How life is to be lived.
Yeah. Do you believe there's more to religion than that?
I'd be inclined to say no, but I don't know. Like, I still have very strict morals that I live by, even though I don't consider myself a religious person. And, like, I am very strong in my beliefs. And to an effect, like, once I ended up throwing, and this is a true story, I threw a chair at someone I disagreed with at one point. It was a couple of years back in high school.
I straight up fuck people. Like, you know, we fight over disagreements. You know, we fight, you know, we...
Yeah.
You know, people start spitting venom in each other's faces. People can get a little overwhelming sometimes, you know? And...
But so, that is where kind of I'm at on this subject as of right now. So considering we've kind of glossed over this subject a couple of times.
Alright.
I say maybe we just hit it head on real quick, very shortly. So, you know, we kind of, we lay where we stand. What do you think of these, like, I'm just going to call them terrorist groups. I'm not going to even call them a religious group. Like,
what do I think of these?
Al-Qaeda, like, or,
I think that some of them started ISIS. Out with good intentions, and now they've diverted. Like, they've decided that, you know, using violence and force and terrible, you know, terrible behavior doesn't, like, help your religion any. Like, it hurts it. It hurts your cause. It hurts your standpoint. It hurts you, ultimately. You can't have your 72 virgins if you blew your penis off. Which I might notice,
I feel like that might be a little bit racist and incorrect, but continue.
No, there's a whole lot to it. Like, virgins might not even mean people. It might mean mistranslation. But anyways, I'm not going to get into that. Anyways, there's my offensive joke for you people.
But so, like...
Using force doesn't prove anything. It doesn't prove it.
Might makes right. Might makes right all through history.
I don't think so, Talon.
That doesn't mean it's a good thing.
Like,
it does happen. Like, I personally believe, here are my morals. Here's how I...
Might may make right, but force, shows of force, no. You're not, like, shooting up a school here or there, or, you know, bombing a bus shelter here and there, isn't might, you know. Generally, shows of force like that show fear. They show fear overall. Lashing out. Dog doesn't bite when it's happy, when it's doing well. They bite when they're scared. Or they're just kind of mean dogs. But
and like, in my morals, when how I consider something good or bad is the amount of, like, joy, and I guess there's probably a way to measure it in dopamine, I don't know. But like, if something makes 100 people happy, I'd say that's probably a good thing, as long as it's not making 100 people sad, or more people than that sad. You know, like, I'd say killing someone is wrong, because that person would never be able to be happy again. You know?
True.
I'd say...
Well, you never know, but...
Yeah. They wouldn't be able to be happy on this level of living. So... Here's something that's fun about religion. If it is true that there is a hell, what does it mean for all
6
of...
6 billion people?
All of, like, the rest of us.
So, if Christianity's right, 5 billion people go to hell. or actually more than that, you know, so on. So depending on the religion, if one is right, 5 billion people die at minimum. That's an interesting
and
concept.
Burn for the rest of forever. My question is, I know this question has been asked a billion times before, but how could that be a loving God?
Don't know. Like, it's one of those, you know, there's an interesting, so there's a great YouTube channel you ought to hit, Dark Matter. And
they are pretty great.
So he goes up to purgatory, and God's like, okay.
He's like, you know where you're going, buddy. And it's like, wait, I have one question first. Okay. What's it like to snort coke off a hooker's ass? From previous experience, I can tell you it's not pleasant. But anyways, and he doesn't know. Because if God knows, he knows lust and he knows sin. But if he doesn't know, he's not omnipotent because he doesn't know everything. It's a paradox. And that's kind of part of the problem. Like, that's kind of the big atheist, like, loophole. Oh, paradoxes. But, you know, I mean,
maybe
again, that's
a great
idea.
But see, like, when I was Christian, I'm like, I do often point out those loopholes to anger people. Which I know probably makes me a bad person. But my response was always to that was, like, people don't want to transfer Shakespeare, which was written in English, not even Old English, Middle English, I think. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
So Shakespeare, which was written in Middle English, people don't want to transfer to modern English because they're scared it would lose value.
It would lose meaning because, you
yeah.
know, I mean...
So how can we change whatever the Bible was originally written in? Because it wasn't all originally written in Latin. To Latin. To all these other languages that you can now find the Bible in. So, if you're saying we can't transfer Shakespeare, who in my opinion, and I know this is probably going to get me stabbed, is a horrible author, Shakespeare.
I, on the other hand, am a fan of Shakespeare. I am a very big Shakespearean, and I am a thespian at that note. So, we have a differing opinion there to help ease the congestion.
But so, in my opinion, Shakespeare is a horrible author, but if we can't even transfer his stuff without fear of losing meaning, that in the same language... How could you expect this to be transferred? You know? Like, makes me a little skeptical. And, like, I've heard this as a joke before, and I'm not sure how true it is, but I think you're not really supposed to eat shellfish as part of Christianity.
Yeah, no, I know.
And, you know, there aren't a lot of picket signs outside of places saying shellfish should be banned. You know, there are plenty of people saying, oh, no to this, no to that, no to... I'm not going to give examples because I'm too tired to think of any. But, you know, not a lot of people going out there to ban shellfish. Or, like, on gay marriage, which...
Yeah, I get what you're saying. So people are like, oh, we won't nitpick the small things, but we'll nitpick, you know, this, that, you know.
Yeah,
so,
and, like,
I might
you wouldn't
add...
try imposing that on someone of a different religion, so why would you impose, like... We should probably maybe get Brandy to come and talk for one of these, and we
yeah.
do one on, like, sexuality.
Yeah, but anyways,
but,
let's go forward. So, the shellfish thing is mentioned 7 times.
Is it really?
Homosexuality is mentioned once.
Is that really true?
That it is.
If that's true, that's kind of great.
So, it's clearly not going off of, like, you know, consistency. It's more going off of, like, nitpicking.
Because... okay, I'm not going to quote him here because he is very against stealing jokes and I feel like a horrible person, but listen to some of Joe Rogan's comedy, like some of his stand-up. He has a couple of lines about people who are homophobic and they're hysterical. Like, when I first heard it, I died laughing. Okay, one thing that I really need to say. When people say, oh my God, and I will do it too, that drives me nuts. And every time they say that, I have to say, why not my God?
Oh my gods. Emphasis on the S there.
Yeah, just gods.
You know, or like, you know, like polytheists can even say that, but.
Are there any major polytheistic religions around still?
Isn't Hinduism polytheistic?
I'm not sure. That's someone we haven't really talked about a lot so far is Hinduism.
Yeah, well, it's one of those things that I don't have a whole lot of Although I do know, like, I feel that they are, because I know there is at least two gods, which poly, you mean multiple, yeah. So they're polytheistic.
This will probably be a topic we'll eventually come back to, especially if the podcast takes off like we're hoping it does, because it is a subject that I don't think you're ever really qualified to talk about.
I agree.
Like,
I mean,
you can, like...
And I have people who have I know people who have majors in religion, and they're still kind of like, they could still easily get into an argument with just, like, you know, a Jehovah's Witness, you know. And, you know, I asked him, he was like, oh, I love when a Jehovah's Witness comes, because he and I just get to chat for, like, half an hour. And I was like, you know, he doesn't have any, like, he doesn't have any educational merit here, probably. You know, and yet you have 8 years, and here you are just still having an interesting, thick debate.
Yeah. Like, so this is one. If this podcast ever gets popular, which hopefully it will, hopefully you first listeners will spread the word of mouth, because that is always the best word.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, recommend it to all of your friends. All of your friends.
You know what? Recommend it to your enemies. Recommend it to the enemies of your enemies, which coincidentally may be your friends.
And your grandparents. Definitely your grandparents.
Recommend it to your uncle. Even recommend it to that creepy uncle who often hits at you on those, like, Christmas parties.
Sit and listen to it with a homeless person. So, yeah, that's our note on that. Yeah. So... If you have anything you'd like to say, you know, hopefully you will find a way of contacting us.
You know what? If you actually sit, so shoot me, like, I guess, don't actually shoot me.
Yeah, we like
don't
to
Don't actually
it.
Shoot me. I don't like to be shot. Let's see.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of a... Hopefully, whatever system we put this, whatever way we use to disperse this podcast,
like comics,
has a comment section.
Like a comment section, that's what I'm feeling.
I mean, this is our pilot.
This is a weird fedora, like.